Hello, and welcome to A Year on the Farm. I am your host, Kimberly Allen. Join me as I share my small farm journey on Vancouver Island and connect with other female farmers about how to grow beautiful food, manage a farm, and feed our communities. Hi, this is Kimberly, and I am your host of A Year on the Farm. Today I wanted to share my experience starting a CSA on our farm and hopefully inspire some of you to consider creating one for your customers. As many of you know, a CSA is customer-supported agriculture. Essentially, it's a subscription service that your customers pay for upfront. So it can be for a number of weeks that they receive a weekly or bi-weekly veggie box from your farm. A lot of farms use this as a way to have customers pay up front during the slow time of year, maybe in the winter, and then they get to pick up their produce in the summer. I first learned of these when I lived up north and I signed up for a local CSA as a customer. It was a fantastic way to support local farms and buy produce directly from a farmer. I also belong to a CSA in Cumberland, where my friend Dion owned Little Acre Farm, which she has now sold and moved out east. But her CSA was without a doubt the best I've ever been a part of. I think it was for about 6 weeks over the summer, and it was just the most beautiful selection of vegetables. As a farmer, I decided to launch a CSA in 2021. We started small and launched it as our farm box. So when you hear me talking about our farm box, that is what I mean. We tried a few different price points and durations, mostly to give our customers variety, but also to gain feedback on what people most preferred. We sold out very quickly on our first offer and realized that it was going to be a great addition to our market, farm store, and wholesale business. As the season went on, we grew the number of boxes we sold, and as we were able to start more crops and plan, we continued to grow it. I think something that is really necessary in order to have success with launching a CSA, especially in an area that has other farms doing it, is to have a dedicated customer base and a social media presence. We had a very devoted regular customer base, so when we launched, it was easy to convert our weekly customers to our subscribers. Planning ahead, of course, is key, and you want to have backup plans in case of crop failure or things are ripening early or late. We have our farm box seasons planned out and know what we plan to harvest weekly for nearly 40 weeks of subscriptions. So you don't need to run three seasons like we do, but you could just do 1 6-week season and that would be amazing. You definitely want to make sure that you plan out the crops and so that you'll have enough to sell for the customers who've subscribed. You can estimate how much you are harvesting weekly with each crop and then decide how many boxes you can fill. But alternatively, you could reverse engineer the formula, and this is actually a really great approach. Decide how many boxes you want to sell and for what price, and then work your way back from that to determine how much of your various crops you need to grow and when to start to have your successive plantings. Customers in our area have many options with CSAs, so it helps to set yourself apart. Whether it is free delivery or a unique variety of produce, it helps to have something that distinguishes your farm. We have responded to a few needs that we saw for our customers. The flexibility of pickup or delivery, that was really important, especially during COVID. We have offered two different price points so that we can have people who have perhaps a smaller household, but then also families. And various subscription lengths. We even did like a quick 4-week summer box And that was especially because lots of people take vacation and maybe don't want to commit to a box over the whole summer. So it gave some people the ability to be a customer and not miss out. And providing all of this variety does make for more work. I'm pretty organized, but we feel it's worth it to offer the variety and flexibility and to make it work for our customers. We, fortunately, we grow fruit as well as vegetables. We have apples, rhubarb, berries, and so we can also include those in our boxes, and that really adds to it. It was really important to me that customers have different produce every week. We ensure we always have some staples like salad greens, but they are always slightly different. Sometimes we'll do a spicy salad mix or a mini lettuce or whatever for a variety of greens. We have, of course, storage vegetables, root vegetables, brassicas. And we specialize on our farm in garlic, tomatoes, squash, rhubarb, and apples. So it's really nice to be able to offer that variety. And as many of you know, I've been cooking and baking professionally for many years. And so another feature that we offer our Farm Box customers is that I include weekly recipes that feature produce in the box. And so I write these recipes myself, and I make sure that they're sort of a recipe that fits our customer base. So it's something that would be good for a family or a single person with some leftovers, or that they can easily adapt. And I love to share cooking and prep tips on our social media feeds to inspire our customers to make the most of what they receive. We email customers weekly with a list of what they'll be receiving, and this helps them to plan and shop for their other groceries. So I think being flexible and being able to quickly pivot is essential in small-scale farming. And when you have a set number of customers expecting produce, you want to make sure that you can fulfill their subscription. In 2021, we experienced a heat dome, which took out a fair amount of produce for us over a few weeks. So we quickly planted and started new, and we even purchased a few items from neighboring farms to stock the boxes. This is actually a pretty common practice with many farms in our area, highlighting a crop from another farm and adding a little variety. We bought carrots from another farm because we lost some of our carrots and we were waiting for other crops. And it was a great solution, and it is always nice to promote another farm growing amazing food. When it comes to marketing our farm box, we start with our previous customers and we email them first. We offer them a chance to purchase the subscriptions before anybody else. Then we email the rest of our email subscribers, and after that, we open it up on social media and our website for everybody else. And it's always fun when we gain new customers. In 2022, we are offering a few new things, and something that I'm really excited about is that we're offering add-ons that customers can order from our website to add to their delivery every week. And every week there'll be a different variety of things for them to add on. But it will include popular items from our farm store, such as baking, cinnamon buns, scones, bread, that sort of thing. Eggs, frozen meals, ice cream, preserves, confections, all made with our farm produce. And so these will be available weekly as add-ons for the Farm Box deliveries. Finally, what I love most about having this program is that we build community and develop relationships with our customers. Customers experience new and interesting food, get to know our work and experience the farm, and we get feedback. It's amazing to have people comment on how much they loved something from last week's box. We also know that we are making it easier for people to buy local produce. Not everyone is available to shop at a farmer's market every week, And so this helps us reach more people. So I would definitely love to hear from you. Do you run a CSA? What do you love about it? Or maybe you're thinking of adding this to your farm operation? If you have questions, be sure to jump over to A Year on the Farm on Instagram, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to A Year on the Farm today. Don't forget, new episodes arrive every Tuesday anywhere that you listen to podcasts. You can also connect with our community on Instagram at A Year on the Farm and visit our website at gatherfarmandkitchen.com to learn more about our farm and to sign up for our email newsletter. Please remember, beautiful food is in your future.